Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. So honored to be here with all of you today. I do want to extend a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome multidimensional, multiversal, multigalactic healer and intuitive channel and divine feminine ascension creator, Anya Sarah, to our community. We're going to discuss love and the sacred heart in ascension as holistic and divine light beings. We'll talk about healing into wholeness. We will take some live callers later, so press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand so that I know you want to be considered for that. I do want to welcome all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, and starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation to form an alliance with your divine essence and merge with your sacred origin and experience a renewed, grace-filled journey of resurrection and expansion. So welcome to this new moment on New Earth, another powerful choice point in your ascension journey, as we all have this a really amazing opportunity to create our very own heaven on earth, our very own paradise. And just know that this is a safe haven that you can come to feel reunited with soul family. It's a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I am certainly dedicated to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our awareness and consciousness, commit to self-reflection and soulfully aligned and directed alchemy. And today's show is an invitation into illumination and a heart homecoming with Anya. So I encourage you to just sit back and relax, open, breathe, receive. Just very grateful that you found your way here today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to this show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to this replay from today or all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now it's time to ask my favorite question. I love this question. What is the best that could happen today? What is the absolute best that could happen with Anya and myself and each and every one of you? Please set a very clear, empowered, personal intention for what you want to experience. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pure conduit and instrument of the divine in selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us gathered here. And also for love and joy and healing energy to flow through my voice and the sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. You're welcome to write in and let us know how you're feeling throughout the show or enter in your questions in our webcast. I will be checking in and would love to hear from you. Again, we will take callers later. Press star 2 on your phone for that. And now let me tell you about beautiful Anya. She is a divine feminine ascension creator from the origin of love and the womb of creation. As a multidimensional, multiversal, multigalactic healer and intuitive channel, she specializes in the energetic blueprint of the body and the divine crystalline heart complex. What she does is she communicates and she collaborates with the unity field of cosmic Christos consciousness. As a child, her abilities were active as a highly sensitive empath and intuitive, and in her awakening, she could see and sense one's emotional and physical energy presenting itself for healing into wholeness. She soon realized that she had the ability to heal on a very deep level and consciously channel. So she began exploring various healing modalities with devotion to her own traumas and healing, as well as facilitating that for others. And as integration occurred, she would receive channeled information as well as healing through her guides, the angelic teams and multidimensional teams of hers. Now, she facilitates through a very safe and loving space. She calls forth divine source connections in co-creation with one's higher self. And her facilitations, which you will experience today, consists of toning, frequencies, light, and sonic resonances that offer a balanced integration for your nodule system. They assist and repair the energetic divine blueprint of the central nervous system, the light body, and the auric field. So ultimately, those who work with Anya, with them, there's an awakening of the sensory system that facilitates an emotional release of physical pain and density, and also of trauma patterns and false messaging. So this process enables the sacred embodiment of your most authentic divine frequency of compassion, peace, joy, harmony, liberation, self-love, and your cosmic gifts to emerge. So today we'll explore what we believe love to be, what it really is, and raise the frequency of our sacred and cosmic heart. You're going to feel the experience of being immersed in the heart and in a frequency of peace. Anya will bring in the light for healing into wholeness. If you're feeling grief or pain or guilt or shame or blame, confusion, distortion, or distress, which will allow for awakening to occur with grace and ease as we release trauma and release misaligned patterns and creations. So we have a lot to dive into. It's going to be a beautifully uplifting experience. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Anya as I welcome her to our community. Welcome, beautiful.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm so wonderful. I'm so excited that you're here. When I first heard your voice, Anya, I was like, oh, I know you. I love you.
And I love
so,
you.
Yeah, so to highlight you and your work with this community is a real joy. So you are so full of love, first of all. let's talk about your journey and, you know, what I know you did a lot of self-healing and then you realized, wow, I have these capacities that I didn't even know that I didn't know I could do all these things. So tell us a little bit about that journey of awakening for you.
Oh gosh. So in my childhood, I experienced a lot of abuse in my childhood. And one of the things that I truly recall was being very, very empathic and intuitive and navigating through a lot of the abuse and feeling other people's pain, which was often was a challenge, and I was a big sister in a protective mode, and so navigating as a child, you know, with these sensitivities, and also being able to see what was actually occurring and understanding what was occurring. It didn't necessarily take away the pain, but it was an understanding of what was occurring, and I could sense and see what was happening in their bodies, in their field of pain. So I could sense that they were not in a space of love, and they were just simply in their pain. And so as I grew up, I became more sensitive. So high school was not easy.
So, I think we can all relate to that as empaths. That was not a fun time.
So high school was definitely more challenging, and I had some more experiences of abuse. And so as I stepped into my 20s, I started to notice my abilities coming through that I didn't realize I had. So, you know, when you have these abilities or these sensory systems engaged, you don't really think you're any different than anyone else. You just think that's life. And so as I was moving through this, I started to realize through my friends, my family, the people that I was surrounded with, that I was a little different, and people weren't experiencing the same things as I was. So, and then in my 30s, I started to, I worked in a health food store, and I started to see people in their pain body. I could see and sense their field and what was happening in their field. They would come in just for supplements. But I could see that perhaps that supplement wasn't going to be the thing that would assist them. I could see the emotions behind it and how it was affecting different organs of the body. And so that was difficult as I was running a store. And, of course, in store is about sales. So so incorporating all of that without, without diagnosing anyone was interesting. So most of the time I kept it to myself. But it was something that I just really noticed that was happening. And then I started going and diving into different healing modalities. And so I was doing some shamanic training and went into Reiki and became a Reiki master. It was then that everything started to really unfold. And at one point while I was doing Reiki, I realized it wasn't quite resonating. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't follow the the protocol.
And that happened with me too.
And I started to realize I needed to release that because there was so much resistance. And I released it and allowed whatever was coming through me to come through. And it was then that I really started to notice a difference in how people were processing their emotions. So normally when something comes up, oftentimes, you know, someone can burst out into tears and really release a pretty, you know, heavy release that's leaving. And I noticed that this was very gentle, and that oftentimes their body was ready to release without needing to go into the story of it. And this made healing so much easier and so much more fun. And so these were the things that I was noticing. And then I started to notice, you know, the healing was different. The actual physical healing was different. I would receive calls when people got home and their pain was gone, or, you know, something was occurring. And oftentimes they wouldn't even realize for a week that they were without pain until one day they thought, oh, gosh, I'm out of pain. I have no pain. You know, these were just really beautiful things that were happening. And so I started to just honor it. And I realized I was a channel. It's I don't necessarily call upon information. Mm-hmm. It's always what is perfect for that person, what is divinely coming through for each individual. And so it could be that we receive messages. It could be that someone who's crossed over comes through with a message. It could be that there are no messages. It's just pure healing, pure light coming through, and heart restoration is what's coming through right now, like a restoration of the heart and the relationship with someone's heart. So there were many, many, many things coming through. And so I just started honoring that.
I'm so glad.
I began to do some toning recently through a course that I took with some of the most beautiful souls I have ever met to this day. And we were doing light language and getting creative with where our gifts were. And I could feel the toning starting to come through, and I realized I needed to honor that, which meant facing one of my biggest fears, which is singing in front of people, or, you know, having a voice. So that was a big deal. I grew up being silenced. And so in high school, I was in choir, and I was terrified of singing in front of people. I just gave up on singing. I just stopped. And as I started to tone, as I started to embrace the toning, at first it felt a little forced, you know, like something was happening and I was kind of forcing it. But then all of a sudden it just started coming naturally and it was kind of blurred out. So, which is really awkward when I'm in public. So yeah. It would start to come through at any time, anywhere. And I realized I had a flashback of when I was young. And I thought I was just making up songs when I was younger because things would just come out. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was making it up. And I had this flashback that I've been toning, you know, since I was little. So that came full circle. So it's been
that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so grateful that you are really honoring your gifts and you're really making a difference in people's lives, and this is what you're here to do. And it's a beautiful thing. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you receive this channeled information from your guides, the angelic teams, multidimensional teams, multiversal teams, multigalactic teams. Is there anything that you want to share about how that has expanded and your relationship with these teams of light as they assist you in your work? Like, who are they and what is that? How has that expanded?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I have received information through the Arcturians, the Palladians, the Lemurians, the Andromedans, the Magdalena Collective, Mary Magdalene. I've had Christ come through. Kuan Yin, Isis. So there's this huge collective of the angelic realms, a lot from the angelic realms. I've even had Prince come through. So that was interesting. So my relationship, you know, it's interesting because our situations vary, right? So anytime something's coming through, I may receive verbal. But I also may feel their energy come through, and I'm just simply a conduit of information. So it changes. It's always changing. And so it feels like now, in comparison to before, when I first started, like it's just constant. It's just a constant flow of information and knowingness and wisdom and like always tuned in to all the information. So sometimes I'm not really sure, you know, what the exact message is that's coming through. It's simply for the person I am working with. And so it feels like it's always divine. It's always divine information coming through.
And it's beautiful because there are a lot of individuals, and there are many who have written in today already, who are experiencing grief of some kind, distress, pain, physical pain, all of these things. And so your specialty, for lack of a better word, is really bringing the light of healing for individuals who are feeling that and going through that. And there's an integration or a balance of the nodule system, the central nervous system, their light body. I mean, all kinds of things occur when you're working with someone. And I certainly would love to take some callers in a little bit so we can connect with some individuals live and and feel the frequencies that come through. Let's talk a little bit about, I know also there's a lot of density in the collective, you know, that, and there's a lot of judgment that we are being invited to transcend right now to assist in that, in processing humanity's density. What can you share about that? Because I know that's a significant topic.
Yeah, this is big. So, yeah, we are truly experiencing massively rapid change. So, you know, with the dissolution and dismantling that's happening, it's inevitable. I mean, we're in it. We know this. It's happening. And what it does is it creates a lot of confusion. And so that confusion that's in creation begins to affect the conscious mind, the brain, our neurological system, and, of course, these brain loops begin. And that taps into that foundational fear. And the fear houses attachment. It houses scarcity and blame, shame, loss, grief, our security. We've all experienced this. So what's happening now is with that fear, our sacred heart is in separation. So, and I'm sure many have heard this before, but if we are in fear, we are not in love. We are not in a loving frequency. And nothing in a high frequency can come from fear. And so when our heart is in alignment, when we are in love and knowingness and wisdom and peace, this is where ascension is. This is where, this is inevitable also. It's creating opportunities so that we can release what we know is no longer in alignment. So these old structures that are dismantling, it's being at peace with the dismantling so we can rebuild, so we can do something different, so we can live differently.
Yeah.
And these, you know, this is, it's adapting. You know, there's an adaptation to this new way of living through releasing and transforming. And we can only transform and support humanity when we're working from our heart space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, synchronizing with that higher heart. And yes, that's another thing that we wanted to talk about. I do have a couple people asking if you can speak a little bit louder. A couple people are having some trouble hearing. So, yeah, that would be beautiful. Yeah, as close as you can get to that mic would be wonderful.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Beautiful. And thank you guys for writing in about that. So synchronizing with the higher heart, with every cell in our body, you know, allowing that ascension to be realized. Speak about that a little bit. How does that come into play with your work and what you're doing? How does one do that, actually, synchronize with the higher heart?
So our higher heart is connected to the brain. So it's when we're working with the higher heart. It's also associated with the thymus. So our higher heart, for instance, today when we go into a meditation, we will be working with the heart, the higher heart, and we'll be doing some breathing with the spine. And when you are in this, when you're in this space of working with the higher heart, you're filling, literally filling all of the cells in the body and communicating with all of the cells, communicating with the brain. It's from that higher heart that we're able to be in a space of working from the heart. The mind starts to follow the suit. So the mind starts to navigate differently because you're feeling differently. And it starts to engage with all of the gateways in the body. So So it connects with the gateways. It connects with the meridians. That's part of the blueprint of the body. And so working from the heart is really the answer to everything. It really is that simple. Because we're engaging with the entire body when we're engaging with the heart.
Well, and that allows for healing to happen. And yeah. And that's what we're here for. There's I'd love to start getting into working with some of our listeners, because we have a lot of people who've written in, a lot of hands up. I'm in the webcast right now looking at some questions and comments. So I'd love to explore some of this, if that's okay with you, Anya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so Marla, I sure hope you're still here. She wrote in a little while ago and said, Dear Carrie and Anya, I have been struggling with grief for almost a year. My daughter Gwen passed over suddenly, October 4th, 2020. She was 37, died in her sleep, so it would have been an easy transition, and I know she's okay on the other side. I meditate every day with a Stargate group, and that has helped a lot. But I'm wondering if Anya could help, or how a private session with Anya might help me to move forward. What can you share with Marla?
Marla, I'm so sorry for your loss. I can feel your pain. So in a private session, we would be working with possibly just an option if that's in the highest good. It could be that she may come over with some messages. We would also be working with the pain body and releasing some of the grief that's getting stored in the lungs. And I can feel it in the throat chakra, the lungs, the heart, and in some of the lower column. So we would be working with releasing a lot of these stored emotions that are being stored in the cellular structure. So that would be first. How we would do it, I wouldn't know until we were in session. It would depend on what your body is asking for and what you're ready to release first. So it's always through whatever you are needing to release at that time.
Yeah. Marla, so much love to you, and thank you for writing in. And I'm sure the group process will be supportive as well. I'm going to go to another question here. Natalia from Chicago. Natalia, my thyroid has gone very hyper in response to losses and stress this past 6 months. I feel terribly shaky and weak in my body and disconnected from my spirit. Can you help, Anya?
Yes. So thyroid is an epidemic. This is also connected. It's connected with thymus, high heart, and the blueprint of the body. And so we would be working specifically for whatever it is your body is calling out for first. I can feel it. I'm feeling a little shaky right now as I'm feeling your field. There does seem to be some electromagnetic interferences, so perhaps in the home or with your phone. So that may need to be addressed also. And it feels like it is affecting, the cellular structure. So we would begin working, of course, with the heart, and working with all the gateways and meridians in the body as we're clearing and rebalancing and releasing some of the old patterns.
Okay, and I'll go back to the webcast in just a little bit, but I want to go and take some live callers. And Anya, perhaps you can do some mini healings with the live callers and just see what we can do to support them. So a lot of you have your hands up, but it is star 2 to raise your hand. I'm like, where do I go? Let's see. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to area code. When I call on you, if you could just say your name and a sentence or two about what is going on with you, that way we can just let Anya get in there and do her thing. That would be wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to area code 989. You're live with us.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Carrie. I was just wondering about the state of the energy of my heart. Is it in a state of restoration or is it opening? I've had historically some problems with a closed heart.
Yes, I am still feeling, I don't know if I would call it closed. I don't ever truly feel that a heart is closed, but it feels like there is, I've been scanning, there is some emotional releasing that would be wonderful for you right now.
Okay.
It's actually coming up in your solar plexus as well. Are you feeling like do you have a purpose right now? Do you feel a purpose?
A purpose. I'm kind of lost at the moment. I used to have one, but I'm sort of lost.
Yeah, well, that's important. That's really important because it feels like the purpose, having a purpose, having something that inspires you would be really, really wonderful. Sometimes when we get into that pain, we get into the sadness and everything that we're experiencing, we start to close down and we're no longer open. We're no longer open to that, to those experiences. So that would be wonderful for you right now. What I'd like to do is sit with you for a moment as we start to release the heart, if you'd like. Release some of the emotional sadness in the heart.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So just close your eyes and take a moment. Take a moment to breathe, breathing in. And we're just bringing in some light. And as you're breathing, visualize that light in your heart. And your heart's already opened up. And so we're just clearing, creating some more space. And take a deep breath and hold for just one moment in your heart space. And now release.
Feel very relaxed.
Well, that would be peace. That is what starts to occur first. As the light's coming in, and as you're releasing, there's a sense of peace that starts to wash through. Take a deep breath again in into the heart space and release that down at the end of your spine. Blow that out. Just do this 3 more times. you could share what sensations you're feeling at the moment.
Well, one of the things I notice is, well, first of all, I'm really relaxed. But another thing I notice is I usually do have in my solar plexus some tightness. I usually am a little anxious about one thing or another. And that seems to be gone.
Oh, beautiful.
Hmm. I love that for you, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, Carrie, for taking my call.
You're so welcome, Mary. I'm so glad you feel some relief. Beautiful. That is wonderful. Many blessings to you, Mary and Anya. Thank you. And Anya, that was beautiful. Thank you. That was fast. Wow. Okay. All right. The next caller that I'm going to is area code 509. You're live, 509. Can you hear us? 509. Okay. Maybe you're mute. I don't know. I tried 509. Maybe I'll come back. Okay. Next caller is area code 310991.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I'm calling because I have a feeling this is something that can relate to everybody. The last 6 months or so, I've been belching a lot. My stomach's been extended. And I think it has to do with ascension, but if you could tune in, that would be great.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you both. Bless you both.
Okay, so actually the first place I'm being taken is the heart. And just that area of the sphincter being brought there secondary. So we're going to, and you are correct, there is a lot of that going on. The digestion, of course, is symbolic of the information that we're digesting. And so it feels a little bit stuck there as the heart is trying to process information and loss. It feels like loss and grief over whether it be belief systems or people in your life, or there's some loss and grief coming up. And as I am through, you know, it already cleared through your heart immediately.
Oh, thank you.
And
as soon as I heard your voice, I could feel some lightness in my heart.
Yeah. We're still running some light through there. It feels like a block, actually, like an actual block, not like a physical, like taken physical. So we're just going to move through that. And as I'm moving, if you could take a breath in, down into that space. And just hold for a moment. And is there an emotion that's coming up for you right now?
No, but there I've got some distraction because there's some workers in the house right now, too. So. Sorry. It's like the bell rang and you called on me at the same time. So.
Okay.
I figure everything happens the way it's supposed to, so not like
that.
But if you roll on, do the best. Also, you have the phone?
Okay, so we're moving through. We're just softening to see what it is that you're needing at the moment. Are you doing any minerals?
Wait, I had muted her. Let me unmute her. Okay. You're back.
I'm so sorry. They just walked out. Yes, I do probiotics. I do a mineral. I take magnesium, potassium, and a multi-mineral.
Okay. And have you ever tried doing organic minerals, like fulvic or humic minerals, something that's earth-based?
I actually have, but it's been a while. Is there something that you're recommending?
It's just something that came into my field, doing the organic earthbound minerals. So that may be something that will assist with processing and digestion. Because it feels
just
very...
Look under organic earthbound minerals. How do I look that up?
You can look up organic fulvic or humic. And so I'm still working through that area. If you could take another deep breath into that space. And did you feel anything released just now?
Yes, definitely in my heart, in my chest.
Yeah, because there's energy flowing now, flowing through your column. And then there is still some coming up. And then taking a deep breath. Bringing that breath in through the top of your spine. Bringing that breath all the way down to the base of the spine and blowing out the base of the spine. Releasing any limitations and restrictions.
Feel so much lighter.
Oh, beautiful.
There was a congestion in my chest that I just thought was gas, but that's completely gone now.
Oh, beautiful. Yay.
Wow. That is so wonderful to hear. Thank you, Karen. I'm glad you feel some relief. So beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Karen. All right.
Thank you both. Many blessings.
And thank you too. Love it. Anya, you're such a beautiful soul. Okay. Let me take another caller. hands keep going up. I'm going to go to area code 312. You're live with us. Area code 312.
Hello, I'm Linda from Chicago.
Well, hi, Linda. How are you?
Okay. I missed the show. I had phone calls, so I missed what went on in the beginning. So,
well, you're here now. So if there's anything that Anya can support you with, if there's any physical pain, grief, something going on, just let her know, and she'll do her best to help you out.
Okay, thank you. I've been in unresolved grief with my mother's transition last May, 2020. I am retired, and I did have two part-time jobs after that retirement and caring for my mother, and now I'm out of purpose. And there is also a hyperthyroid issue, not hypo, as most women have. This is hyper. So anything that you see would be greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Linda.
And, thank you. I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your mom. Let's see. So my attention's being brought to your collarbone area. Especially on the right side. And then into the heart space. Okay, so if you could take a deep breath, we're just going to bring in some light into the heart space to start the expansion. So taking a deep breath in, into the center of the heart. Share what you're sensing in your body right now.
I am feeling in my heart center, but I don't know
okay.
what I'm feeling. I just feel like okay. something's there.
Okay. So just breathe into that space. Feeling the calm. And imagine that light going up into the thyroid. And breathing into that. Feeling the balance. Knowing that you are balanced and whole. And divinely supported. With purpose. Blowing out through the mouth. And how are you feeling right now?
I feel very good. I loved your toning and your singing. It was very peaceful. I felt like I was a child.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Linda, I'm glad you're feeling lighter. I don't know if you were here when she was talking to the first caller about that feeling of peace is really the first sign of, how did you describe that earlier, Anya?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
well, it was the first sign of your of healing, is that
yeah,
feeling of peace.
Yes, yes. I don't remember my exact words, but yeah, it's as soon as the feeling of peace begins, you're in that state of love. You're in the healing state. So you're in that frequency of love and peace. And in that frequency, all other healing begins.
Anya, could I ask you about the vaccine? I have hesitancy.
If you are having hesitancy, I would say the very, you know, for anyone, honor how you're feeling. For anyone, whatever decision is made, if you are feeling that you do not want to do the vaccine, then honor that. It's all about honoring ourselves in our decisions,
yeah,
in our sovereignty. And so, you know, we all have that choice. And so if you aren't feeling it, then trust that.
There's a lot of negative reactions that we are dealing with, the unvaccinated.
Yeah. Yes, there is. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, it's such a personal thing. I know that the best approach is to do what feels best for you without needing, well, just doing what's best for you. I'll leave it at that. And I know it can be challenging in our world right now. So really, I think as Anya said, I fully agree. Just honor exactly how you're feeling and follow that. And,
yes, that's very good. Thank you. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Many blessings to you, my dear. Anya, thank you. Your toning is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I'm so grateful that you have really allowed all of this to continue to come through you, because it's tremendously heart-opening and beautiful. Okay, what I'd like to do, Anya, is talk about, a lot of people have been writing in about working with you, so let's talk about your offers and people taking this journey with you forward and expanding into this healing journey with you, and then we'll take a couple more callers, and then we'll do our group healing process. So you have been generous enough to create two offers for everyone in this community. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You will see Anya's absolutely beautiful face. Click on her picture, and you will see these two offers. Special offer A is one personal private session with Anya, and offer B is three personal sessions with Anya. So I've had a session with Anya. It was so beautiful. I know that each situation is unique, and so whatever is occurring with you will be addressed. So, Anya, what do you want to share about a private session with you?
So in private sessions, there can be the unexpected. No session is ever the same. And because, you know, we change. We're changing all the time. New information is coming through. We're in ascension. Our body is changing. As we ascend, our makeup is different. Everything is different. And as we're working with the heart chakra, as we're working with our heart and our higher heart and the rest of the body and our divine blueprint, we are constantly changing. So in a session, we're working with all of it. And again, it's like we may receive messages. Somebody who's crossed over, a loved one may come through with a message. It could be that we are so, you know, your body's so focused on doing some healing that that's where the focus is. So there could be some really fun and you know, past lives may float through, and you may see yourself in other lives. gosh, there's so many different things that can happen. So it's a lot of fun. our healing doesn't have to be treacherous, right? And so our healing can truly, truly be so light-filled and so embraced that it becomes easier and easier to allow and to release and to allow and release.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really doesn't have to be a really difficult time. Not to say we aren't going through difficult times, not to dismiss the pain that we're feeling. But when we are on that journey of healing and knowing that we're actually okay, we really are okay, and that we can release the pain that's happening, and we can release childhood trauma, we can release other traumas that we have experienced. When we're really ready to let it go, it goes. And it just lightens everything up each session. So it's different each time. So yeah, and different with each person. It just really truly depends on where somebody is and what they're navigating through.
Right. I love all the threes. So the one special offer A, which is one session with you, is $133. And we have the three pay option, so you can pay it over 3 months if that's helpful. And then offer B is $333 for three sessions with the three pay option. So I love numbers, but I think that's I love that you selected those numbers. So, and again, hopefully for those of you, if it's helpful with the three pay, you can have three sessions with Anya. Because as you enter into this healing awakening state and space, you may work on the physical body, you know, in one session. You may work on relationship healing. You may work on ascension symptoms. There are a lot of different elements and aspects to what you're going through that Anya can help you with. So thank you for the generous creation of these offers, Anya, for all these beautiful beings that are listening. Really appreciate it. And there's so many people who are writing in and hands up. But let me just, I'm going to go back to the webcast. Anne, hi, beautiful Anne. She said, hello, beautiful beings of pure love. Takes one to know one, Anne. She said, this call has been so lovely. So nice to meet you, Anya. She says, as you mentioned earlier, having thyroid issues, and yesterday I realized my intention in this life is to heal my thyroid and get off my medication through food and lifestyle and inspire and help countless others to do the same. I wanted to ask if you can offer me some support with this life-fulfilling mission. Thank you both so much. Love and sparkles to you and everyone on the call and who will hear the replay. Thanks, Anne. You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So her thyroid, how can you help Anne?
Oh, goodness. You know, sometimes, you know, again, this is, you know, the thyroid, right? Like, this is a thing. And it's especially a thing for women. And when we are looking at the thyroid, we're also looking at having a voice and our expression, our creative expression, our loving expression. And so there are so many things that I see on a regular basis with thyroid. And I, too, work with thyroid. So our thyroid, it is... There are many, many things that are affecting the thyroid. So, of course, we have outside EMS that are causing the situation with thyroid. But I truly, truly believe, even through food and supplements and, you know, all of those things, there's still this issue. And so I'm brought back time and time again to working with the voice. And having a voice, and of course the heart. And so when we're working with the, you know, When you think about when we're working with the heart, we're working with our higher heart, which works with the brain. So all of that energy, all of that connection, all of that communication begins to happen, going right through the thyroid, through the thymus, the thyroid, straight up pineal, into the brain. So time and time again, we come back to having a voice, bringing back the divine feminine and having a voice and having the will and the strength to do so. And so when we're working with our heart, we're working with everything in the body. And I can't even say that enough. I know I'm probably on repeat, but the more I do, the more I see how simple it truly, truly is, how the heart is the center. It is the hub to all of it. It is the center. It's the center of everything. And so
Is there anything that you can see with Anne or any kind of toning that might be supportive for her with the healing of her thyroid?
Okay, so I am picking up on thyroid. You know, I'm literally hearing two words. The first one was dull, so I'm not sure what that means for you. If that means something that you're feeling is dull in your life or something that you're wishing to step out of into more vibrancy. And then the second word was love. And so those are the two words that are coming through. So as I'm scanning and feeling that area, I'm actually feeling it at the back of the head as well. And bringing in, when you're home and you're doing this by yourself, if you could breathe into the back, breathe in through, bringing it down through the nose to the back of the neck, connecting it to the back of the hub, and feeling that breath expand. And seeing the breath expanding between the thyroid and the back of the neck, and looping that breath around. And I'm seeing the heart chakra coming in to greet the thyroid. And so when you're breathing into the heart chakra, breathing in and connecting it all. So visualizing it and connecting it and bringing in that light into that space. And start to listen. Start to listen to the thoughts that are coming up when you're there and address them. Bring them to the surface. Listen to what it has to say. So if something is coming up and you're hearing it, ask what you need. Ask what you need. Engaging more with what your body is sharing with you. So, yeah, so I'm feeling like that will help with doing some balancing thyroid. Mm-hmm. Because I'm seeing it as like a sphere of light. So it's all entered into that space. So creating that sphere, that sphere of light in that area, and breathing and listening, opening up all channels of communication, and honoring what your body is sharing with you. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anya. And Anne, we'd love to hear from you and hear what you experienced and how you're feeling. So thank you, Anne. Okay, Anya, I know we could take many more callers, but I'd love to get to the group healing process. because that will be supportive for everyone listening or who will be listening to the replay as well. So does this feel like a good time for us to move into that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love listening to your voice, Anya. I mean, there's so much, there is healing happening here today, for sure. Okay, my dear, I will let you go ahead and just move on into the group healing.
Okay. So, let's get comfortable. So, being very comfortable, you can lie down or you can sit up. It is completely your choice, however you find comfort. And as we begin, let's fully set our space and our field, feeling grounded and feeling connected to Source. Beloved Holy Presence, please run the sacred breath as we connect into our hearts. Keep breathing. And as you breathe out, if you feel guided to make a sound, if you feel guided to blow loud, do. There's no right or wrong way. We are not all the same. And if you feel that you need to do a breath differently than that, allow that to happen as well. And as you're in your heart space, bring your attention to that high heart. Visualize that light spreading into the throat chakra, going into the pineal, going into the brain. No, I have some as you're feeling into the body, noticing light, color, and the peace being very present. And when you're ready, come back in. Complete presence. And now, coming back in love.
Thank you, Anya. I am so, I was going to say, peaced out. I am just like, pure peace is what I'm feeling right now. How is everybody feeling? You're welcome to write in. Let us know. That was so beautiful, Anya. What do you experience when this is happening?
Well, I feel a lot of light coming through. So there's a lot of light. A lot of divine energy here right now. We have massive support today. I actually felt very emotional towards the very end. There is something about that. One of the last tones, I don't remember when it was, but I really felt that one. Felt emotion, love, like complete love. Yeah.
Me too. There definitely feels like there are many collectives that are here, supporting with the transmissions that are coming through, and just with holding this space here, it just feels very, very like just this fluid, just love I don't know. I don't have words, but it's a feeling. Aaron. Okay.
I know.
Let me see. Yeah.
I felt a little high, you know.
Yes.
There's an elevated. We're definitely in a different space.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to read some of the comments that are coming in. Maria from Aurora said that made me want to cry in the end. Yeah. So you felt that too, Maria. Jackie from Spokane. Hi, Carrie and Anya. Thank you for such a beautiful show. And this is more of a personal thing that she's going through. Having knee and ankle instabilities, can't seem to take a full deep breath. Loved your clearing, such a soothing sound. Anything that you can sense or feel with Jackie in Spokane, instability with knees and ankles, can't seem to take a full breath.
So it feels like there's some overwhelm, if that feels resonant. Some overwhelm, feeling like I'm seeing something stuck. You know, the overwhelm and stuck and not being able to move forward is what it feels like. And it's very much in the lower part. So what we just did is beautiful for that. I'm sending some energy. I'm curious if she noticed anything before and after. If she could maybe feel the energy going on in the lower parts of the body.
Yeah, if you can let us know, Jackie, that would be beautiful. And
I'm really feeling it in the root, right in that root, you know, the lower area. There's some instability. It feels like instability. And, it's something been a big deal lately, especially in the last year. So it's really walking everybody's bodies, you know,
yes.
And how we're holding all that information. So, I'm just kind of clearing, doing a little bit of clearing in that root area. Just a little bit here, lightening that up. And some breath, doing some breath work, like the doing any type of breath work would be really beneficial for moving this through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, I hope that you heard and received all of this. And if you want to write back in and let us know how you're feeling, that'd be beautiful. Anya, thank you for addressing that. I'm just going to read a few more comments. Sherry said, felt so much peace and very fluid, very blue, and brought up lots of emotions. Lacey from Ontario said, we are all grateful, Anya, that you worked through your fear of public speaking because your toning is fabulous. Thank you for a beautiful transmission. I second that. let's see. Linda with a Y. When she writes in, she always says, Linda with a Y. Hi, Linda. she said, thank you both for another amazing, fantastic show. Both of your voices are so peaceful and sacred. Much love to you both. Thanks, Linda with a Y. Love you. Anne wrote back in, and she said, thank you, Anya. That was so interesting. Dull and love. I think the word dull might be referring to my life right now, which is hard to say because I love my life, but there's a whole lot more unfolding and noticing the desire to serve in a bigger way. I really appreciate your suggestions and will continue to work on them. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. Carrie, thank you for taking my question and for this beautiful sacred space you hold for all of us. You're amazing. So much love to you and everyone. Right back to you, Anne, multiplied. Thank you for being with us as always. And I'll just read a few more because people are still writing in. Pippa, hi, Pippa. She's in the UK. Thank you for that feeling peace and pain on my left side of the body from the head and neck and shoulders down. I hope that you feel more and more peace, Pippa, and perhaps you can listen again for even more relief. Madalena from Calgary said, I feel very blissful, like angelic music is all around me, a bit sad and then peaceful, a sense of well-being, bliss, sleepiness. I didn't want to come back here. Thank you so much, Anya. Welcome to Carrie's community. Love and light from Madalena. Thank you. Aww. So much love here for you, my dear Anya.
Thank you all. Listening, and this was beautiful. my first interview, and so this was beautiful. This is an incredible experience. So thank you.
I told you it'd be easy, my dear. So. thank you for being with us. Any final message or anything else that you want to share with these beautiful beings before we say goodbye?
Oh, my goodness. hang in there. yeah, we truly are in an extraordinary time. And this is truly a time to step out, you know, from hiding if you're feeling guided to. And you are so supported more than you could ever imagine. There are so many people here to support, so many collectives that are here to support. And if there is anything that's holding you back, please go inward, tap into your heart space, and really, really go there. Go there and call in for assistance and step out. Just have the faith that you can do this. Have the faith that you can come out.
And like you did.
Well, like I did. Terrifying. So I just encourage everyone. I really do, because we need you. You're needed. You are needed, and you are loved, and you're supported, and I am here to be your cheerleader. I love you all, and I'm so grateful to have been with you today. This is really wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, we're so grateful to have you, and you are a beautiful example of stepping into your power and your mission and being the embodiment of everything that you just shared. So thank you, Anya, and to everybody listening, thank you for the gift of your mystical, magical selves, of your for your time, your readiness, your willingness, your love, your presence today. It is a gift to have you with us. Notice what's different. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what's shifted. And then allow beautiful, bountiful, brilliant new blessings to flow into your life. Open up and receive the benefits of everything that's been ignited here today. And then, of course, consider expanding on this journey with Anya, with her really generous offerings that she has presented for all of you, to work privately with her. And again, you can find them at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. Just remember, everyone, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining Anya and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of New Earth grace, glory, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you are in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see all of you back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everyone.